DOT releases the state's proposed summer ferry schedule. And while bears are sleeping, the Haines Bear Task Force has its first meeting. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Marine Highway System is seeking public input on its proposed summer schedule. From May to September of this year, the Upper Lynn Canal will see increased sailings over the winter schedule, but fewer connections between Haines and Skagway than usual. AMHS Operations Manager Captain Anthony Carvelis says the increased sailings are possible as vessels emerge from winter overhaul.
For the summer schedule, we don't have maintenance occurring during those months, so we have our ships available that we can afford to operate with our current budget.
The summer schedule operates on a biweekly basis. Skagway will have 3 weekly sailings on even weeks and 4 weekly sailings on odd weeks. Haines will have 4 sailings on odd weeks and 5 on even weeks. There will be only 2 weekly sailings between Haines and Skagway when the Columbia and the Matanuska alternate on the Bellingham to Skagway run. On odd weeks, sailings will be Sunday and Monday. On even weeks, they'll be Monday and Thursday. The Taslina will run as a day boat between the Upper Lynn Canal and Juneau. On odd weeks, it makes 2 stops in Haines and 2 stops in Skagway, but will not run between the two communities. On even weeks, it will make 3 trips to Haines and 1 to Skagway. The schedule is only a proposal at this time and may change in response to community comments. Captain Carvelis says the schedule should be more dependable now than over the winter in response to community feedback. Comments are due to Alaska Department of Transportation by February 3rd. The agency will hold a teleconference on February 4th at 10 a.m. for Southeast communities. Haines residents saw an increase in bear activity around town this fall. In response, the Haines-Boro set up a task force to address bear-related issues. The group met for the first time on Monday to discuss how to prevent bears from causing damage to property and endangering residents. KHNS's Henry Leisha reports.
According to Haines-Boro Police Chief Heath Scott, the police department received 182 bear-related calls in 2019. That's more than double the number of bear-related calls they received the year before. Most of the reports of bear activity came during September and October. Alaska Department of Fish and Game Wildlife Management biologist Carl Koch estimates there were 12 to 15 bears roaming the Haines town site this fall. He said they caused a lot of damage.
You couldn't imagine how many dumpsters were flipped, 10, 15 dumpsters.
That's why the borough put together a task force of stakeholders from different organizations in Haines to tackle the issue. There are a few different theories about what caused the spike in bear activity in town this fall. The bear's diet is one consideration.
With really low returns of pink salmon and coho salmon this year, bears are really searching out whatever opportunities they can find.
That's Fish and Game bear biologist Anthony Krupe. He has been tracking bears in the Chilkat Valley for a population study. He noticed that bears spent most of the summer gorging on berries up in the mountains rather than fishing, which may be related to a weak pink salmon run. But that's not to say there weren't any fish for the bears to eat. The sockeye salmon run on the Chilkoot River was the largest return since Fish and Game started collecting data there in the 70s. At the meeting on Monday, Koch said the timing of the salmon runs affects the bear's ability to fish.
It's how many fish, but it's also when they're coming through.
Yeah.
If a bear can only fish so many fish a day, catch so many fish a day, if a huge pulse comes through over 2 days, they're going to miss a lot of those, and then it slows right down the rest of the season. They're going to be looking for something else.
Changes in waste management in Haines are another possible reason for more bear activity. Craig Frankie recently became the general manager of Community Waste Solutions, or CWS. Since he started managing the waste facility in August, staff have been working to cover exposed garbage and have placed an electric fence around part of the property. Haines resident Donnie Turner III said he noticed more bears around his property after those improvements were made.
I bet you look up your records. When he came here and started doing his job and fencing the dump off, that those bears pushed into town.
However, Fish and Game biologist Anthony Krupe says he saw just as many bears at the dump in 2018 as there were in fall of 2019. The Bear Task Force did identify weak dumpsters as a significant problem. At the meeting, Frankie said CWS will begin retrofitting or replacing dumpsters that aren't bear-proof. In addition to securing bear attractants, some members of the task force felt it is necessary to address problem bears directly. State Parks Ranger Travis Russell said that some bears are starting to rely on garbage as a food source.
We do have bears in town that are habituated to garbage, and they're teaching their cubs to do the same. So that's the point that we do need to look at hazing or eliminating those bears.
Koch says that there are non-lethal options for intervening to change bears' behavior.
So there's hazing and there's aversive conditioning. And hazing is just, you know, wailing away to get the bear to go away. Aversive conditioning is trying to catch the bear in the act and getting the bear to understand, oh, this is because of the garbage can. And that's a lot trickier to do.
Chief Scott said that the increase in bear activity around town isn't just a concern in terms of property damage. Scott says he considered killing a large bear that was seen walking around the Haines School as students were arriving. Police were able to chase the bear towards the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds, but were concerned about taking a shot at it near someone's home. Deciding whether to dispatch a bear is a decision that involves input from multiple state agencies, and there's no set criteria to determine when it is appropriate. Any police officer is allowed to make that call, and Chief Scott said that is the way it should be. But he also said there needs to be clearer protocol.
But we have bears that return consistently and go from nuisance to public safety hazard. I think we should have a strategy for how we euthanize that animal humanely.
At the end of the meeting, the task force decided to come up with requirements for a perimeter to deter bears from the landfill. The group will meet again on February 7th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Craig basketball teams visited Haines for games this weekend. Craig girls defeated the Glacier Bears 35-26. Natalie Jobbins was the high scorer. Haines boys beat Craig 71-42. Kirby Faverty was the high scorer with 28 points, including a handful of three-pointers. The Glacier Bears face off against Wrangell this coming weekend. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.